As soon as the state spending plan was passed, Governor Cuomo made the most of two items that have received the greatest public attention: a graduated increase in the state's minimum wage and a future paid family leave program to take full effect in several years.
And it will make life better for over 2 million New Yorkers when we raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Cuomo was at a political rally joined by Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Technically, the minimum wage increase and paid family leave are policy issues. They will be funded by employers and do not have to be part of the budget at all. The actual nuts and bolts of the state spending plan has received far less scrutiny. Government watchdogs, including Citizen Union's Dick Daty, says the budget deliberations reached a new level of secrecy, even for Albany's clandestine ways.
We have a government in hiding, government that operates in the shadows, and makes big decisions on behalf of the public without any kind of public scrutiny.
Most of the decisions on the budget were made by Governor Cuomo and major party legislative leaders in closed-door, three-men-in-a-room leaders' meetings. The private get-togethers have been widely criticized. This year, the media were not notified when the meetings were taking place until the final 3 days of the budget talks. Many of the meetings were held outside of the Capitol at the governor's mansion. The final budget agreement came so late that the governor had to use what's called a special message of necessity in order to bypass the legal 3-day waiting period between when a bill is printed and when it can be voted on. The last-minute rush reached a new level of opacity when, on the evening of the final day of the fiscal year, lawmakers were asked to vote on measures that allocated money for certain parts of the budget without having the actual bill language to detail what programs they were enacting. Senator Liz Krueger, a Manhattan Democrat, asked Senate Finance Committee Chair Kathy Young, a Republican from Olean, where were the details of the paid family leave proposal and a new counterterrorism program that were supposed to be spelled out in the allocation that was before the chamber.
Is there an alpha bill on LRS or somewhere in existence in print where we might review the counterterrorism and paid family leave sections of the bill?
Through you, Mr. President, those fine points are being put on the budget right now as we speak.
Senator Krueger complained about the near total lack of details.
When we studied budgets in school, I actually studied government budgets in school, this wasn't really how it worked.
Majority party members in both houses, including Democrats in the assembly, were largely silent about the lack of information. Daty, with Citizens Union, says he doubts that any of the lawmakers had time to read the bills.
It reminds me of the statement by House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi with regards to the Health Care Act, that we have to pass the bill so that we can find out what is in it. And that essentially has happened here in New York State.
It was reported after the spending plan had passed in Politico, New York, that the budget includes the creation of a new state agency. It would have near total control over all infrastructure contracts that are over $50 million. That provision was in the governor's budget proposal, and he's argued that he needs more oversight of out-of-control giant building projects that often take years to complete. But Daty says there was no public discussion about what is essentially a new level of bureaucracy in state government. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.